Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Have you ever let go? Letting go is not always easy, but Christ commands us to let go of everything for His sake so that we can gain all things in Him. To enjoy a new life in Christ, we must be willing to lose our old life. In today's message, we are looking at the topic, letting go. Our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 16 verse 24 to 25.
Matthew chapter 16 verse 24 to 25. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Verse 25, "For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it."
Today's message is on the topic of letting go for the sake of Christ. Letting go means to stop holding or gripping onto something or someone. The question today is, have you ever let go of something important to you for Christ's sake? One story in the Bible that exemplifies letting go for Christ is that of Apostle Paul. Paul, also known as Saul, was a devout Jew who persecuted Christians before his conversion on the road to Damascus. In Acts chapter 9, Paul, while on his way to Damascus to arrest more Christians, was struck blind by a light from heaven and heard the voice of Jesus asking him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Acts chapter 9 verse 4, from that moment on, Paul's life was forever changed as he let go of his old ways and became a fierce advocate for the spread of the gospel. What can you let go today? When you have genuine encounter with Christ, you must let go of your old ways of life that do not glorify God. Paul exemplifies the message of letting go for the sake of Christ, in that he was willing to let go of his previous beliefs and way of life in order to fully follow and serve Jesus. In Philippians chapter 3 verses 7 to 8, Paul writes, "But whatever were gains to me I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things." What is too important to you today, that you are still holding on to against Christ's will? To follow Christ fully, you may need to let go of many important things that are of value to you. Paul said, "Everything that is of gain to me, I consider loss for Christ's sake." This message is also echoed in Matthew chapter 16 verses 24 to 25, where Jesus says, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." In order to fully follow and serve Jesus, we too must be willing to let go of our own desires and ambitions and take up our cross daily. In Luke chapter 14 verse 33, Jesus says, "In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." This emphasizes that the idea of true discipleship requires a complete surrender and willingness to let go of all that we hold dear for the sake of following Jesus. It's important to note that letting go for the sake of Christ doesn't mean giving up our dreams, hopes, and aspirations, but rather putting them in perspective with what Christ desires for our lives. It's about putting Him first in everything we do and aligning our will with His. Can you let go today for Christ's sake? In our Bible text, Jesus said, "For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." You can find and enjoy a new life free of troubles when you let go of your old life today. Take a moment to reflect on these and ask yourself today, what am I holding onto that is preventing me from fully following and serving Jesus? Ask God for the courage and strength to let go of those things and fully surrender to Him. In conclusion, the message of letting go for the sake of Christ is a call to complete surrender and willingness to put Him first in our lives. It's not always easy, but it's worth it as we find true joy and purpose in following Him. Let us meditate on this message and ask the Lord to give us the strength to let go of anything that is preventing us from fully following Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You today with open hearts and a willingness to let go of anything that is preventing us from fully following and serving You. We know that true discipleship requires a complete surrender and willingness to put You first in our lives. Today, we pray for the courage and strength to let go of our own desires and ambitions, and to take up our cross daily. Help us to align our will with Yours and to put You first in everything we do. We also pray for the wisdom to understand what it is we need to let go of, and the grace to do it with a surrendered and joyful heart. Thank You for Your love, Your grace and Your faithfulness in our lives. We trust that as we let go for the sake of following You, we will find true joy, purpose and fulfillment in You. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 40 and chapter 41. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 14 verse 1 to 21. Thank you for being part of this episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.